Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The way that it looks from a military standpoint, the nations of the world are aware that we are internationally going into a war that will never end. And George Bush Sr. or Jr. stated that we're going into a 100-year war. President Putin has stated that the conflict in Ukraine, it can last another 20 years, and Russia will be just, it won't hurt them. Their economy will continue to get stronger. The Russian people will enjoy peace, while all the other nations of the world will be in a continual state of conflict, war, financial, economic problems. Now, I have been talking over the last couple of days about the meeting with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, the agreement of Vladimir Putin invited President Xi to Russia, and they got together on the anniversary of the 20th anniversary of the war in Iraq. We think, well, it was just happenstance, accident. No, it was not. This was a strategic, you might say, they wanted to present to the unipolar world the future strategy of Russia and China working together, and their objective is to interfere with the new world order, the one world government. On the 20th anniversary, it was actually 20 years ago, that the term multipolarity, or in other words, there was going to be a shift internationally from the global powers. The shift would be from America dominating all of the nations of the world in many different ways, economically, militarily, diplomatically, through technology, the space age. And China and Russia, 20 years ago, were the two initial nations that Vladimir Putin, Xi wasn't in power at that time. Vladimir Putin is the one who initiated the gathering with China to begin a new global strategy. The new global strategy would be that China and Russia would be the alternative to the unipolar empire-based world order. And nations that would join together in this multipolar world, these nations would provide an alternative to all of the third world nations. basically, the nations that were not, they were significant, but in themselves they had no way to resist America's hegemonic objectives. So that was 20 years ago. Xi and Vladimir Putin get together 3 days ago, and we may not care. What does that mean for the people of this country? A lot. What does it mean for the people of the world? Much. Why? Because China and Russia and all of this administration here in this country, all the G7, G20 nations, Bilderbergers, the World Economic Forum, corporations, non-governmental agencies, everybody, they are watching what has just happened in China. The people of the world basically don't have an understanding of what happened. Russia and China, along with these other nations that are part of the BRICS network of nations that have been joined by an additional, another 20, I believe, nations have asked, they want to be included in, want to become part of this new trading group, economic group of nations. The two nations, China and Russia, I think I mentioned yesterday, Henry Kissinger, one thing Kissinger did not want the American government to do is drive China and Russia together. Don't drive them together. Don't do whatever you do. If these two nations decide to diplomatically agree on anything, it's going to be disaster for the empire. And it is disaster. It has begun. The problem for the globalists has begun. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Okay, continuing. So with this gathering to get the meeting with Putin and Xi, they have agreed to work together with all of the multipolar world countries in unison, and the target of their agreements, really, they're not coming right out and saying what I'm going to tell you, is to stop the New World Order. That is their objective. They cannot, these two nations, cannot allow empire to lead the European nations and the NATO nations that have been bought off by the United States of America. They cannot allow their plan to continue unopposed. This was historic. Biden, his whole administration, the European nations, Macron, the forces in England, the rulers of the world, the wealthy men of the world, the generals of the world, are understanding that this is a shot, you might say, across the bow. They are interpreting the agreement and the continued agreement and the continued working together of Russia and China as the biggest threat to empire in our age. Because empire cannot rule the world if China and Russia are in unison assisting these other nations that have asked to join and become members of the BRICS network. This destroys the globalist plan. Their agenda for taking over the nations of the world has come to an end. It has. They have been allowed to go, God has allowed them to go so far, but God has set the boundaries on them. And the invasion of Iraq, when George Jr. invaded Iraq, this forced Russia and China to take action. They did take action. This brought America's invasion of Iraq, brought instability to the Middle East. It changed everything. China and Russia knew, because these two nations were working with Iraq. Iraq was supplying oil to them. They knew there had to be a change. And guess who happened to be in position and had the wisdom to begin the process? Yep, none other than Vladimir Putin. And this young man, I think when he became the president of Russia, was he 55? And he began the dialogue with China. And from that point on, China and Russia, regardless of their differences in many different areas, they worked together. Because they knew if they didn't, eventually, internationally, there would be no hope for the nations to have an alternative to, what are the nations going to do? They will just go along with the objectives of the United States of America, the military-industrial complex, with the CIA, intelligence agencies, working with the British. It would be over. But they have given the world an alternative. And biblically speaking, this alternative had to exist. Antichrist coming. He's coming. He's ready to walk out onto the scene shortly. The plan of the globalists was to own the seven seas, all the continents of the world, to have one, the whole world under one umbrella. Well, they're going to have a portion. They're going to rule a portion of the world under that umbrella, mainly the European nations, some of the NATO nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, for the most part, at a distance. and possibly to some degree Mexico. But Mexico has asked, they want to be part of the BRICS trading group of nations. Mexico just came out last week. How do you think that made the globalists feel? They don't like that. Well, because of these nations that are not going to go along with the globalist plans, what will have to happen is, and what will happen, is this country is going to take military action, economic actions, sanctions on all of those nations. They will be, you might say, outsiders. They already are, but it's going to be more evident in the future who the outsider nations are. Actually, in the future, for the people, the individuals, the populations of the world that are going to be under the, you might say, the umbrella with the holes in it of the Antichrist system, it would be better for them to be in these multipolar world nations. They will have an advantage. Now, with the coming Mark of the Beast system, the whole world, the intention was to bring the whole world to the World Economic Forum into that system. But because of the multipolar world nations, they will not, the globalists will not be able to implement the Antichrist system totally internationally, mainly in the West, specifically the United States of America. This is disturbing. I know it, but it's true. You cannot, you're not going to be able to ignore it any longer. You cannot ignore the fact that America, the hegemonic move has begun. The plan in NATO, in Ukraine, that objective with Ukraine, to use Ukraine as the means to get nukes into Ukraine to force Russia to yield to the demands of America. If not, we would use these weapons to destroy Russia. And that was the, and still is the objective of empire, with all of the shill nations that empire rules over, especially the NATO nations. Russia had to respond. Russia couldn't allow nuclear weapons going into eastern Ukraine, could not allow it. So I'll take a step to the side. So what I'm presenting to you is there is no way that the nations of the world can now ignore the fact that the whole world is heading toward a great final battle. Before that great final battle, there will be wars prior to it. And these wars have already begun. It's like climbing stairs. Each step is significant in that process, in that climb to the top being Armageddon. China, militarily, they're ready. They just don't have a battlefield. Russia will not be in Armageddon. Russia won't be there. The United States, the armies of Antichrist, will be there. European armies will be there. Nations of the world, probably some of the multipolar world nations, yes, they will be there too. Russia will not be there. Before Armageddon, Russia is never mentioned in the Battle of Armageddon. Never. Not through all the scripture. Russia, the destruction of Russia, and Russia in her greatness, at one point in history, the greatness of Russia as we know it, is in two chapters in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, chapter 39. This is the only time in the scripture where it talks about the people of a land called Gog, the people of Magog, being powerful. It's only one time in mankind's history, in the time that we live in presently. And Russia will be a very powerful nation. And the objective, eventually, Russia has, Russia is, in the sense, doing everything to protect Russia, the Russian people, from destruction by the West. But eventually, Russia is going to change strategy. Russia's strategy is going to, for what the strategy is now, to push back an empire, stop the New World Order, which will continue to be the plan that Russia has. Russia will shortly make a decision to, her eyes will be turned onto the Middle East. And the objectives of Russia will be objectives pertaining to the Middle East, Israel. But before that can happen, Israel, there's something that must, one of the steps prior to Russia being destroyed is that Israel as a nation is going to destroy Damascus completely, is going to take out all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, you name it, whatever. That step has to be taken before Russia is destroyed. When Israel takes that step, I believe the individual that will be the prime minister of Israel when that war takes place is going to be Benjamin Netanyahu. And that war, for those that want to look into the Israel's big war, a major war, to protect herself one more time against the enemies, is in Psalm chapter 83. And Psalm 83 in detail describes Lebanon, Syria, Damascus, present-day Jordan, western Saudi Arabia, the area of Gaza, the Gaza Strip to the Mediterranean side of Israel and south. That war there is one of the wars, one of the steps to Armageddon. That war will take place within a decade before Armageddon, probably 9 years, somewhere in that vicinity, 8 years. We have to be getting close to that time. With Benjamin Netanyahu being prime minister once again, I believe personally the CIA already, there's a campaign to remove him again from his duties as prime minister. I believe it's already begun. I believe that the unrest in Israel presently is an operation by the globalist / CIA network. CIA is globalist. CIA is the Praetorian Guard of the globalists. So I'm going to continue with this, so you stay put. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. If I'm correct, we're watching something develop that's unbelievable.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it?
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by. I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have.
So, continuing with this gathering. Get together with Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping, the last president of China. Yep, I believe that Xi Jinping is going to be the Chinese president that is going to take the Asian China and the Asian sisters to Armageddon. I believe that President Putin was put in place by God to make Russia great, to make Russia greater now at this time in history than ever before. Russia has always existed. Russia has been to a degree very significant and powerful in the world because of the size and because of the location, but not like now. This conflict with America pushing to bring Ukraine into NATO, Putin couldn't stand back any longer. He made a decision. That decision has brought the ruble to the highest value that it's ever been. It has softened relationships with Xi Jinping of China. Xi Jinping realizes, this man, I've got to work with him. Now's the time. The ingredients are there for a a, well, I'll read something to you. This is out of whatdoesitmean.com. With Xi going to Russia, they stated multiple agreements crowned the historic meeting. It was historic. Putin and Xi said upon leaving Moscow, he said, right now, he told President Putin, right now there are changes the likes of which we haven't seen for 100 years. And we are the ones driving these changes together. And Putin replied, I agree. And I personally, I agree. This is very, very significant to the point where we may not, I don't hear it on Fox. I'm not hearing it on CNN, MSNBC. I'm not hearing it. It's nowhere. Nowhere to be seen. It's off the radar. It's stealth, like our new bomber that is invisible, where it should be visible. This here, everybody on the mainstream media internationally should be talking about what just happened. This is two nations telling empire, the European nations, the globalists, the Luciferian Satanists that have controlled the world forever, that we're not going along with your Luciferian agreements any longer, and we're going to set the world free from your control. This is what's just happened. We, China, we, Russia, are going to set the nations free from the control of the Luciferian, demonic, satanic, secret societies in New York and in London, the Pilgrim Society. We're going to set the world free from the control of this cabal of generational evildoers. This is significant. But I've been looking for it on some of the other networks. I don't see it. But I guarantee you, Henry Kissinger's watching it every day. Now, another thing, President Putin, he launched a full-scale attack on the petrol system, the petrodollar system. Here's what he said. We are for the use of Chinese yuan in settlements between Russia and the countries of Asia, Africa, Latin America. I'm sure that these forms of settlements in yuan will be developed between Russian partners and their counterparts in third countries, third world nations. Vladimir Putin has worked it out for these nations to work in one economic currency for the most part. And Putin recognizes, yes, the ruble is very powerful, it is very stable, it is backed by gold, but he's wise enough to know China has more economic ties internationally using the yuan than Russia via the ruble. So this petrodollar system that mandates global oil and energy purchases be made in worthless paper, U.S. dollars, the Americans print out of thin air. And then for decades, Saudi Arabia was forced to use American petrodollars. And what did Saudi Arabia get in return? Nada. Zero. So, and they were also forced to use American petrodollars to make China buy its oil in U.S. dollars too. So Saudi Arabia wasn't buying with the yen or the yuan. But eventually, an article says that Russia surpasses Saudi Arabia as China's top oil supplier. And I knew this was going to happen. And I've been talking about it. China needs energy. China needs oil. China will, on her quest for the War of Armageddon, has to continue to build the country, keep the economy strong, manufacture, and China is spending those manufacturing dollars on military. Everything military. Not just bullets, but the computer chips. And going back to in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, Joel said that he was predicting the time that we live in, and Joel said that they're going to take the machinery for crops that you would plant and harvest. You're going to take all of that, and you're going to make weapons for war. You're going to take the metals, you're going to take everything, the rubber, everything that you'd use for food production, it's going to be used for military purposes. And this is where it is. It would happen one time in the world where the whole world would take its food production machinery and make weaponry. We're here. 10 to 9. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full-spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founders' design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement? Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics. We have a seminar on March 11th, noon sharp, at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room. It's located at 7 Park Avenue, Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
Vladimir Putin, I'm convinced, is going to
take Russia to the Middle East for an invasion. And I think that Benjamin Netanyahu will be the prime minister of Israel that is going to be the prime minister that is going to take the Israeli forces into Israel's end-of-the-world major conflict with all of the Arab terrorists, with the Arab nations that have been hostile to Israel. I believe that's why Benjamin Netanyahu is in power at this time. The United States government, they do not like it. I believe that they're working behind the scenes. Once again, regime change, I'll use that concept, to remove Putin, because they know that Putin is not going to allow any, next time there's conflict, they know that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to take not only decisive action, but he is going to take action that is going to bring complete total victory for Israel in the Middle East. And when that conflict is over, Israel will no longer have enemies. Damascus as a terrorist hub, the brain center of all the terrorist groups, Damascus is going to be completely, totally annihilated. The groups in Lebanon are going to be completely taken out. Only the Bible says that the people that are going to be spared are basically the women and the children. The soldiers are going to be, for the most part, removed from this world. Israel will take over present-day Jordan. As a nation, Israel is going to occupy Jordan. And Israel must own that land. For the Christians, the people that understand Bible prophecy, Israel, during the time of Antichrist, when Antichrist declares himself to be God, the people in Israel, the Jewish people, the Hebrew people that understand their Torah will, and their Tanakh, they will move. They will get out of Israel, go into present-day Jordan to be protected from the armies of Antichrist for 3.5 years. And so Israel must take over present-day Jordan. And Benjamin Netanyahu, I am fully convinced, studying who he is as a political strength, he will probably take over, be the prime minister to take Israel into that war and be victorious. This is why the United States, they do not want him. Vladimir Putin, just recently, I was trying to find the article, the United States has asked some of Israel's diplomats to come over. And Benjamin Netanyahu told them, no, I'm not going to send any Russian diplomats over, anybody representing Israel. I'm not going to send anyone over until Joe Biden asks me to come to the White House. Netanyahu forbids ministers from the meeting until Israel is invited, until Netanyahu is invited to the White House. Well, do you think the White House, you think Joe Biden, you think Barack Obama wants him back there again? You think Obama wants him to come to the White House? Joe Biden doesn't care. Joe Biden can't probably understand what's going on. But the one who's really controlling behind the scenes, no. America doesn't want, the globalists, they don't want Netanyahu to come back. They don't want to acknowledge Netanyahu. So Netanyahu is forbidding these ministers from even meeting with U.S. officials. Not until Biden invites him to the White House. Do you think Biden again is going to do that? No. You see, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is in a whole new world. There's a whole new ball game. Israel has never been invited to the Super Bowl before. But now Israel not only is invited, but Israel is once again internationally on the world stage, not as just a small little insignificant little nation. No, Israel is a big player in world economies, in world the world stage right now. People don't realize that. And with all the activity taking place in the Middle East here, China works out a deal with Iran and Saudi Arabia. The American government, the globalists, did not want this to happen. This is another hit, another interference with their objectives. But China works it out. America can't believe it. America never wanted America, remember, divide and conquer. Keep Iran at war. I didn't mean Iraq. Keep Iran at war with Saudi Arabia, and then play both sides. Who wins in the end? America. And then we, diplomatically, we keep ties to Saudi Arabia, you know, giving them a carrot. Sell us your oil. Sell us your oil. And then Saudi Arabia finally just had it. And then China decides, you know what? We'll buy your oil. And Iran, we'll buy your oil. We'll economically assist you, Iran, to be a strong nation. Saudi Arabia, we'll make deals with you. We'll buy your oil, and we will give you gold-backed yuan. You don't need petrodollars anymore. Well, this time, the CIA, they cannot use the age-old plan, the strategy, the playbook of going in and destabilizing Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is too big. America can't go in and destabilize China. China's too big. China's too isolated from Western rule. In the West, through America, through the Rockefellers, we did help Mao, Chairman Mao, become a power in China. We went in, like I stated, I think it was yesterday, we go in to Russia in the early 1990s. We put in the old alcoholic Boris Yeltsin, and Yeltsin becomes the CIA puppet for those 8-9 years during the Clinton administration. This was a Rockefeller plan. Remember, don't forget, Bill and Hillary, these are Rockefeller children, grandchildren, or children. And it was a Rockefeller plan who always has been to destroy Russia. And who do you put in place? You the CIA puts in, and who's the one? What family brings the CIA basically into power? It was the Rockefellers. Why? Rockefellers had international interests. Oil, you name it. Who was the Praetorian Guard for the Rockefellers? None other than the CIA, funded by American taxpayers. And Black Rockefellers. Rick Rodriguez came back. The present truth, 1360 KHNC, North Podcast.
Free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
If you sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. We decide to invade Iraq, and what happens? Out of Iraq, you get an agreement. You might say a bonding. Russia and China, they've bonded. Yep, they've bonded together. They're birds of a feather. And out of the invasion of Iraq, you get a new concept, a new strategy. Multipolarity. Not a unipolarity where a group of small, powerful nations rule the world, but you have a group, many groups, 15, 20, 25 nations working together, bringing in a new, completely new strategy to work together, to trade, to keep diplomatic ties open so that these nations can survive the coming major storm. The storm, what is the storm I'm talking about? The rule of Antichrist in the unipolar world. People won't talk to you about like this. They won't tell you this. It's too disturbing. It's too hard to grasp. The mind can't absorb it. I don't say this to bring fear upon anybody. Truth, eventually, as you sow truth into a good heart, that truth begins to build a case around it. And eventually, those that are teachable, that have a good heart, they want to know the truth. That truth begins to strengthen and enable them for what is coming in the future. The whole world is transitioning from what was to what is to come. That's it today. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection and, if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.